In 2020, when all hope for humanity seemed lost, two heroes emerged from the darkness, armed with only their beards and a love for whiskey. Together with one mission, they proclaim, from this day forth, Cranky and Rant shall leave no bourbon unopened and no whiskey unsipped. Welcome to Brothers with Beards Whiskey Night.
Hey, all right. You're coughing a lot.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably got fucking COVID.
Well, I fucking hope you don't have COVID.
Yeah, fuck.
That's why I'm not feeling. Are you not feeling?
I'm getting ready to drink some booze. It's gonna fucking kill it if I do. So
nice, nice. Yeah. All righty. So should we start?
You ready?
Fuck yeah, I'm ready, bruh.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, let's do it.
Welcome everybody to tonight's podcast of Whiskey Nights, where we're gonna be exploring a little bit of Texas whiskeys.
Heck yeah, Texas whiskey.
Well, I'm for the Texas whiskey. So, I don't know. You want to go ahead and tell everybody about what we're trying tonight? A little background on it?
First of all, let's introduce ourselves. Yes?
I think we've already fucking done that. This is like episode 4.
Dude, I don't care.
I'm just saying. Now, we don't have to introduce ourselves every episode, do we?
Well, it would make sense, right? What if you have a guest speaker?
Okay.
Well, okay, fine.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It's fine. It's good.
I am Cranky, or whatever he wants to call me. That's fine.
Dude, sure.
I mean, when's the last time you actually called me by my real name?
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
Really? Yeah, I mean, I usually call you douche or
dumbass
or something like that, but those are kind of like nicknames I've given you.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So, and that's Rant, obviously, being his normal, happy self.
Yes.
So, this is our first whiskey from the great state of Texas.
Yes, it is. Yeah. First time we've reviewed a whiskey from Texas, at least.
We've
had whiskeys from Texas, but we haven't reviewed any of them. So this is new. This is exciting.
Yeah, this is great. So this is Yellow Rose from the Yellow Rose Distilling Company. Outlaw.
Oh, cut. Or, cut.
What?
I totally forgot, dude. I have Balcones. Hold on. Let me get the right bottle. Oh, Lordy. Hold on. That would have been like, man, I don't know. I'm not tasting what you're describing at all. Cut.
That's actually funny. I don't think I'm going to edit any of that out.
All right, great. Be right back.
Okay, fine. While Rant is retrieving his original whiskey, which we decided on this afternoon, and he'd already forgotten. It's all right. It's not a problem. Good thing, too, because I had to start spewing off about Yellow Rose, and he'd have been lost. He'd been like dust in the wind, as Kansas would say. Where the hell do you have to go? Fucking Alaska? Come on, man.
I'm back. I got the right whiskey now.
Okay, awesome. That's great.
Yeah, why don't we just go ahead and pick up where we left off?
That's great. Okay, so we're going to be trying Yellow Rose.
Yes, Yellow Rose.
Outlaw bourbon whiskey.
Yeah.
So this is technically the oldest legal distilling in Houston, Texas, the distillery in Texas. Do you just want me to go in about the distilling company and the whiskey, or, you know, I guess
I'm just hoping, let's hope the Houston whiskey is better than the Houston football team, because they're terrible.
Yeah, they're garbage.
But I've got high hopes for Yellow Rose here. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, why don't we just, like I said, do you know much about their distillery at all? Or?
Oh, yeah. So it was
go over that a little.
What's that?
I said, let's go ahead and go over that a little.
Yeah, let's go. Okay, so it was founded in 2010 by three dudes who, you know, just were whiskey, and they wanted to make whiskey in Texas. It is 100% corn, 100% organic Texas corn, no less. So they started on the outskirts of Houston, and because of the laws, they couldn't do it in Houston proper. Then once the laws changed in 2012, they actually moved their facility in the city limits of Houston. So they're a distillery. They wanted to be in the city limits so they could sell their booze out of their tasting room, which didn't get made for a while, but they were kind of selling it. They had a liquor license and all that kind of stuff. So they actually got an old pot still. I don't know where they got it from. And they just started making whiskey from 100% corn. They age it in very small barrels. Sometimes they're called barriques. They're like half the size or smaller of a normal, what we say, 50-gallon barrel. And because of the temperature swings in Texas, which are extreme, either 15 to 20 degrees average per day, that their whiskey ages quickly. So this whiskey is only aged 5 to 7 months. And new in those small barrels. And so they have such extreme temperature changes that the angel share is when they lose their bourbon or whiskey to evaporation and stuff. So it's about 15% a year, which we're talking like in Scotland is maybe like 1 to 2% a year. So, and in parts of you know, Kentucky, it can get hot and cold, but not as extreme as Texas. So I was a little bit thrown off that it was only 5 to 7 months old, because it's not, I mean, it's kind of dark for just 5 to 7 months old.
Yeah, well, it sounds like so they have some, there's some unique challenges with making whiskey in Texas, apparently. At least that's what it sounds like. My guess, again, just a guess, but the smaller barrels maybe infuse the wood qualities into the whiskey quicker?
Correct.
Okay, so I mean, that makes sense since they're losing so much of their product.
So
humidity, I guess, or temperature changes. You're saying 15%, yeah. So you kind of want to get the product aged as quickly as possible and out into production. So,
yep. So that makes sense. A definite rarity, and it obviously is charred American oak, has to be if they put bourbon on there. And on a quick note, Rant, your bottle is way different than my bottle because. Okay. During the middle, I don't know, was it last year? They went through a drastic package change. So you have the old label, I have the new label, same stuff. Just so you know, when we're talking about the packaging,
my packaging. So you start with what batch number?
Yes.
Which is?
My batch number is 19-8.
Okay. Well, I have batch number 19.
Okay. So like I said, so what's good about it is that they're both 2019.
Yep.
And I'm the eighth batch in 2019, where you don't have any dashes, right? You just says 19.
So it must be the first batch.
Yeah, probably. I would think so.
What bottle number? I'm on 657.
I'm on 1200.
Yes. Okay. So,
for those of you listening, realize that they do that probably for, I mean, their processes are always the same, but they taste from batch to batch. Cause as with everything, when you'd run in single batches of stuff, it's going to taste different from batch to batch, you know, and they may blend their batches. I don't know. It doesn't really say anywhere if they do or not. So I'm just thinking they go batch to batch and bottle.
Well, I guess to me what it, you know, you always hear about like Kentucky whiskeys, Irish whiskeys, Scottish whiskeys. And then we have a few, you know, here and there that have been kind of sprouting up in other parts of the country or frankly around the world. You got Japanese whiskeys, which we really haven't gotten into either. But not a whole lot about like Texas whiskeys.
No. So,
I know I hadn't had a lot of Texas whiskey up until relatively recent. So, I don't know if they're just maybe a little bit late to the game. Definitely encourage people, if you have not tried any Texas whiskeys, to do so. Yeah. So, I think it's kind of fun.
Yeah. And these kind of distilleries are popping up all over the Midwest and South and, you know, Indiana, even Minnesota, which their temperature fluctuation can't really be that much, and Kansas and they all bring something unique to the...
And that's our job, right? As professionals, to go around and make sure we're tasting these.
Yes. Yeah. So
oh, yeah. I like the new label, yeah. And the new marketing that they have.
The new packaging versus the old one, I think, is much better. I mean, it's hard to do packaging, so I thought I'd send that to you. But I actually love the packaging. I think it's nice. Got this like leather necker that says inspired by legend. It's a, you know, a soft shouldered wooden cork with a Texas state medallion on top. And then, you know, the rough cut label. Yeah, I think
it looks very Texas.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Quite cool. And for, you know, I know everybody's listening and they can't see what we're seeing. So make sure you swing by our Instagram. Check that out. We'll have pictures of it up. And
you know what? I'll take a picture of the old and the new just so people can see. And then they'll really get a feel for what they did last year with their package change.
I don't think the old packaging was terrible, but no. I definitely like the new packaging a lot. And it's just another example. We always talk about packaging on our shows. And I just think that reinforces the idea that putting a little bit of effort, a little bit of extra effort into your packaging just helps elevate the entire product, you know?
So. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, you know, are we ready to start discussing this a little bit here?
Yeah. We got packaging. I'm going on color, which I'm just so surprised that it's this dark with this little.
It's a very dark color. Very dark.
It's very coppery, almost orangey a little bit. What do you think?
I don't know. It's definitely dark. I don't know if I'd say orange per se. It's maybe more reddish to me. But
there you go. Yeah.
Like a reddish brown. Very deep color, though. Very deep.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think it.
And the nose on it is ridiculous.
Is it? I haven't smelled it. Let's go.
Oh. It's like a caramel and roasted marshmallow, just bonanza there.
Yeah, I definitely get caramel, big wood.
Yeah, that's great. That's
good. Sorry.
Too much information for most of us, but
still a child.
Yeah.
I love this nose. This nose is fantastical.
Nose is great. I mean, it's really, really good. It's very strong. Caramel smell. To me, I get a little bit, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but a little bit of burnt or like roasted, like a combination of roasted caramel and
marshmallow.
Thank you. Yeah.
I knew that's what you wanted to say.
Yeah, that's exactly what I wanted to say.
Yeah, and I definitely get the charred part, the roasted part for sure. And I get the caramel. This has got a really good nose. I give this props for nose. We've had a bunch of strong
nose, but not in an offensive way. I mean, it's very, you know what? The nose actually matches the color in the sense that, you know, the color's like dark. Looks like you're holding like a, you know, like this is a hefty bourbon in your hand when you're looking at it. It doesn't look like a dainty drink.
No.
You know, and the nose is very robust, matches it. It's like,
yeah.
I'm hoping that the taste matches the nose and the color.
Yeah, definitely full bodied color and nose for sure.
Yep. And so as everybody already knows, we always start off neat. And then again, if you like ice in your drink, that's what we usually do. But a lot of times, you know, you want to put a little ice or a little bit of water to help open things up.
You do it the way you want. We like to try it both ways, and no right or wrong way to drink your whiskey. You trying? You going in?
I am.
Oh, kind of excited.
Mm. Well, it's powerful.
Yeah, they did. So yeah, this is 92 proof, 100% corn. So just so people know, there's not too many people making 100% corn whiskeys. Texas seems to be embracing it because we have another distillery that he was confused we were going to start with, Balcones. They have 100% corn, and it's very different. So the Texans are just embracing the grain that they have, which is awesome. It has to be 51% corn, and this is 100%. So you realize that. If they didn't age it, this would be moonshine, right?
Absolutely.
No, it's what they made moonshine out of. They had corn, yeah. So technically, that's kind of what they made, you know, bathtub moonshine out of. Not that this is it, because this is way better than any moonshine, bathtub moonshine.
Yeah, it's I'm trying to think of the words to describe it. First word that comes to my mind is strong. It's like a powerful drink, you know. It's not a lightweight. You definitely feel like you're drinking bourbon.
Yeah, I get that instant like belly warmth, not burn going down. I just get an instant belly warmth, like it's like, oh yeah, this is a bold statement whiskey. But surprising how much wood I'm getting on the pallet, considering it's only in there for 5 to 7 months.
Yeah, you definitely get the wood. Wood comes through. I don't think it's as – I don't get as many as much caramel on the palate as I do on the nose. The two are, to me, they're it's a little – there's a little difference between taste versus what it smells like, for sure.
Yeah, and I didn't get – so tasting this, I do get a little bit of maybe like oily smokiness, like a little smokiness, and I didn't get any kind of that on the – on whatever you call it, the nose.
Well, you're definitely getting, yeah, smoke or char. I mean, that is, you definitely pick up on that. And I think it's the 100% corn. Just gives it a little bit different taste than most people.
Have you gotten the ice yet? Have you put ice in it?
I have, yes.
Okay, I'm putting ice in it now.
Yeah.
Let this sucker see what else it can give me on it with the ice. This is a belly warmer, though. You know what? We seem to be like during the warmer months out here, it's like we are trying softer whiskeys. And now our body is telling us, or like, you need to be trying some stuff that's more fall, winter whiskeys, because we haven't been trying any kind of light, like, stuff.
Yeah, that's probably true. It's probably true. I think whiskeys are, I mean, I like them year round, but as it gets colder and the temperature starts to drop, they become more appealing to me.
Yeah, yeah. It's almost like it's like comfort food almost. It's
And I like whiskeys after dark. You know, I mean, it's more of like a night drink to me. After dinner, or when you're, you know, out at a social engagement or hanging out with friends, it's more that than drinking my whiskey.
That's why I like daylight savings in Colorado, because I can start drinking whiskey about 4 o'clock in the middle of winter.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with cracking open your favorite whiskey at 10 o'clock in the morning.
But, not recommended, but.
Yeah, well, you know, if it's a weekend, I guess we make exceptions, but.
Sure.
You know. Yeah, I don't know the flavor profile on this. Usually I'm pretty good at this. This one's got me a little stumped, to be honest with you.
You know what? Okay, so that caramel you were talking about with the char, I think it's almost like now it's almost going into like cooked caramel, which is be more like maybe a butterscotch or
almost like a burnt butterscotch.
Yeah, like a molasses or something of that, like a little bit thicker, heavier. That's, you know,
I don't think it has a very diverse flavor wheel. I'm not getting a lot of subtle flavors that are creeping up on it. At least I'm not. Definitely that, I don't know if you want to say a combination of a butterscotch. The butterscotch is actually probably pretty accurate, but there's that char that's in there as well.
Yeah, it's not like a butterscotch candy. It's almost
this is not a sweet bourbon.
No, it's not. I mean, it's not like you tossed a butterscotch on the grill or something like that. No, it's just more of a toasty, like fire grilled sweetness. It's not sweetness. It's more like, because caramel is kind of sweet, but once you cook it, it's far less sweet. Same with butterscotch.
I don't have a lot of experience cooking caramel.
Oh, well, you're missing out, Bobby Flay.
I guess so. But it's, again, what you get on most of these, you're going to get that vanilla. I get some the butterscotch or caramel mixed in there. But it does have that, definitely has that char.
Oh, yeah.
In there. But I'm pretty impressed that if it was aged for such a short period of time, how much of that char actually came through. And I'm also impressed because it's pretty darn mellow, and it hasn't been sitting, you know, hasn't been aging for 10, 15 years. And mellowing out. So, that's really.
I'm so glad you brought that up. That gives me a little segue into something about this. So, this is a statement from Yellow Rose on what they're trying to do with Outlaw. This one breaks all the tradition of bourbon laws. 100% Texas yellow corn, organic. We talked about the temperature swing, but the fact is they're trying to get with the smaller barrels, away from these massive age statements that people have to pay an arm and a leg to get.
Right.
You know, so that's what they're trying to try to almost buck the system. So like say, you know, not that those aged whiskeys aren't phenomenal. Some of them are good, but some of them are aged for 10 years. You're like, eh, you know, they're fine. But this, they're trying to like, it's not about turnaround because they don't do a ton of distilling, but they wanted full flavored with warm caramel and vanilla overtones. That is from Yellow Rose. That is the taste profile they're going for.
Okay. Well, they definitely nailed it then. I mean,
yeah. So that's, I mean, that is their mantra. And they started with just this. This was their first Yellow Rose. Now they have rye and wheated and a couple other ones that are a blend of grains. So again, you know, for our first Texas, this has got some power behind it, surprisingly.
Yeah. I mean, I like it. It would be... It would definitely be one that I'd buy again. I like that they're basically it's unique, not necessarily in the flavor profile. There's a little bit of uniqueness to it, but it's unique in how they're going about making their product, which I appreciate.
Yeah, absolutely.
And knowing, like you just said, okay, why they named it Outlaw? Basically, it's going against all the laws of whiskey or bourbon making. So. Yeah, so that's kind of cool, and again, it tastes pretty good. I mean, so it's not it's a good product.
Oh yeah, for sure. I actually really like it so far. Yeah, like you said, it's not overly complex, but it doesn't lack in flavor. It's not to say that it's bland in any way. It just
and it has a pretty good finish on it too. I thought it's not overly long, but it's not super short. It's actually a very mellow bourbon to drink. I mean, you, I don't know. I mean, it's very smooth. Well,
it is, but I also think that maybe for us, you know, we've tried a bunch of different stuff. So this doesn't seem, you know, like if this was my first bourbon, I don't think I'd ever call it like smooth to, I think this is super smooth for you and I that have tried, you know, bunches of whiskeys and drink it, you know, fairly regularly, but
you're saying for people who don't drink whiskey on a daily basis, they might not describe it as smooth.
No, that's kind of what I'm getting at. Yeah. Without, you know, hey, you sure have said it in a much shorter span than I did. Yeah. I just don't.
It's smooth.
It is smooth. It is. Okay. Yeah. So let's just roll with smooth. The finish I think is super nice too. Love the finish. There's no like inferior part of any of this whiskey. The nose, fantastic. Palate, super nice. I mean, just not light. I mean, we're picking out three or four flavors, and I don't think they're trying to get more than three or four flavors.
No, not again. Like I said, it's fine. It's just, again, it's not, you know, there's not like a lot of different levels of flavor that you're getting in there. But I don't know. I don't really necessarily expect that in bourbons.
No. And the finish is nice. I'd say medium finish. The flavors I get on there, I just, you're going to get char everywhere in this, I think. Yeah. I mean, it's just going to coat your tongue, which is not a bad taste in my personal opinion. I love char. I love deeply charred barrel.
Yeah.
And I think they're doing it right by aging this shorter in the smaller barrels to get more wood contact. Yeah. And I think it's a surprise. Frankly, to me, this is a surprise.
Well, I think it's a good bourbon. And, you know, like for me, bourbons are, you know, I mean, I've said it before. It's just, I don't know. It's like, it's just that like classic American whiskey. You just want, you want something that's, you know, bold, strong, feels like you're drinking whiskey. You're drinking a bourbon. You know, absolutely. I'm not necessarily when you're having that. I'm not looking for like this really in-depth, you know, flavor profile. To me, if that's what you want, there's other whiskeys that you would kind of go for. When I have bourbon, I want it. I mean, yeah, it needs to taste good, obviously, but it needs to be like, I want strong. I want it to be like a strong, bold drink.
Yeah.
Not offensive, but you know, damn, I want to know. I want to feel like I'm drinking bourbon.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Nails it.
Yeah, it's got, yeah, absolutely. I agree 100% on that.
And this just seems like something you'd be drinking, like Clint Eastwood's going to drink this and you know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's like perfect. It represents its state. Big, yeah. Old, not a lot of depth. No.
Well, hopefully that didn't offend any Texans out there.
I'm just kidding, Texas fans out there. You guys, I know you're going to get all wild up.
You've got a big old state and you're proud of it. And more.
You know what? If you can point it out, though, I probably would have gone over most of their heads, dude. So relax. Now you're getting in trouble. Now I'm going to be getting hate mail from Texas.
No, you're not going to get any hate mail from Texas. We're liking their whiskey. I'm just, you know what? This is maybe, what do I want? How do I want to say this? Like, maybe the beginning of a tour of the United States whiskey wise, you know, let's start in Texas. And cause I know there's some other Texas that like to use mesquite wood, and they like to use a lot of their native grains and woods, which is awesome. I mean, we have some Colorado.
That's exactly right. I think it's cool. You know, like I said, I mean, with Texas, I pick on it sometimes, but I have a lot of respect for their state and the people as a whole and the traditions that come from Texas.
Yeah.
And so do what you do right, or, you know, do what you do and embrace it. And that's what they're doing with a lot of these Texas whiskeys. And I think that's awesome, because it's don't try to copy what they're doing in Kentucky or up in, you know, Ireland or wherever. I mean, do Texas.
Yeah. Do Texas. Do it big.
Texas. And this hits it. This is good. This is a good bourbon, man. It makes me like, I want to put a cowboy hat on and go down to Grizzly Rose or something.
Yeah, man. Do some stomping, man. Shoot. Yeah.
Little two-stepping.
Little Texas two-step, man. I don't even know
what to do. I'm going to tell you this right now. Next time I'm watching Unforgiven, I'm definitely pouring myself some Yellow Rose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I dig it. Yeah, for sure. So have you ever actually been to the state of Texas?
Yeah, I have a few times. Yeah.
Like, have you like toured or you been around there or did you just like?
Yeah, first off, I don't tour. Okay. Cause touring's stupid. Like,
sorry, my bad.
Yeah. Are you like going to hop on a tour bus and go with the tourists and be like, oh, hey, da, 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 da. No, I don't tour. It's my own damn country. I don't tour my country. I visit my country. I explore it, not tour it.
Did you do any exploring in Texas?
Hell yeah.
Okay, where'd you go? I want to know. Tell me a story. Anything good or no?
Nope.
You suck.
I don't have anything, man. I don't know. You're going to, like, I'll just start going off on a rant about Texans, and then they'll get all mad because I know they take their Texas very serious. So, you know, you got to be careful.
Did you go to the Alamo?
No, man, I didn't go. Okay. Yeah, I didn't go. I know about the Alamo, though. If that counts. I watched a couple docuseries on History Channel on the Alamo.
Okay. Yeah. Good. Count? Yeah. Sure.
I heard there's not a whole lot to look at the actual Alamo.
That is true. I've heard that as well.
Yeah. You haven't been there either, so don't give me a hard time.
No, dude. I don't know. The only borders of Texas I've crossed is in the air, and I've been to the Dulles. No. Where's the Texas? What is that? Fort Worth? Is that Fort Worth? I've been to that airport. That's the only time I've ever been in Texas. I've never done any visiting.
I have family that live in Texas. I've been there a few times.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't go down there as often as I probably should go.
I gotcha.
So, I mean, hell, I'll be honest with you. I'd be interested in living in Texas, but it's so damn hot down there. I'm not sure I could get over the heat part of it, you know.
Kind of whiny about, it's too cold here in the winter. It's too hot there. You just...
It's pretty damn hot down there.
It does get pretty damn, but where I live, it gets pretty damn hot as well. So
yeah, well, you don't have the humidity. They got a lot of humidity in Texas.
Yeah, I don't have any. Yeah, no dry heat here in the old.
I've been around the world much more than you. I've experienced many more cultures than you. Basically, you don't know what the hell you're talking about when it comes to most things. So it's fine. It's totally fine. That wasn't a knock on you. I'm just saying that.
No, I totally took it as a knock. Yeah. We might have a moment of silence here while I take that in. I know you say it wasn't a knock, but it certainly felt like one.
Yeah. Well, you are sensitive. You're my sensitive.
I am sensitive. I'm a sensitive adult.
Yeah. You're the opposite of this whiskey.
Wow.
Soft, sensitive.
The hits just keep on coming.
Yeah, I can't help it. I'm drinking the Yellow Rose.
Yeah,
I feel bold.
You know what? I think I can picture you in your Rocky shorts and your cowboy boots and a cowboy hat.
Absolutely. Yeah. The Rocky shorts just wouldn't be enough when I'm drinking this. I need to have the boots. I need to have the boots.
You got to represent. And I, you know what I'm digging is like all over this bottle, there's like a Texas State and it has YR on it, like a brand.
Like right. Like
Yellow Road. Yeah. I think that's kind of cool.
It is cool. Yeah. No, that's good stuff, man. It's definitely better than, like I said, their football teams down there right now.
Yeah, I mean, not that that's saying a lot. I mean, I like some of their players. No. I like their coach just got fired because he sucked.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe they're going to get it turned around.
Yeah, who knows? You never know.
Yeah, but they have a good whiskey at least. You guys got that going for you.
Yeah, so far the whiskeys we've tried. So what I was going to say is that they're going into – I was just looking up Yellow Rose, you know, about their other stuff. So I apparently – because this is bourbon, has to be a new American oak. Well, they – reuse these barrels for aging some of their other non-bourbon stuff like rye, which would make sense. I mean, it's very much more cost effective. So that makes me interested in trying some of their other stuff. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, bottom line is I think all of these guys with their barrels, everybody's reusing these barrels. I mean, everybody's swapping barrels back and forth, right?
Sure.
I mean, we've got, I mean, it's just barrels are expensive.
Well, hell yeah, they are.
Yeah, so I don't, I mean, I doubt anybody's not reusing them or swapping them out with another distillery. So, I mean, it's good to know. Yeah, that's it's good. It's fire environmentally.
So,
green plan.
So, yeah, so they have what's called Yellow Rose Rye, and they have this, I love Yellow Rose Premium American Whiskey. I mean, whole, can you get any more than that?
No, might have to try that one out.
Yeah, so they're taking.
The only thing I'm wondering about is how easy this is to find. Like, I don't know how. I mean, are they, you know, in all 50 states?
Well, we don't know. Okay, so the company I work for works in 40 is represented in 47 of the 50 states.
Yes.
So, but I don't know if they carry this in all those 47 states. I know it's not widespread in Colorado. It's not.
I have not seen it in Colorado, and I've looked for it.
Yeah, so
these are pretty darn big, you know, stores, and I've not seen it, so I'm not sure that you know maybe they're just not caring.
You know what I think? I think that Texas whiskeys are just probably not getting the exposure they should. Frankly, I think they're a fairly new whiskey state when it comes to like producing whiskey and exporting it out of their state. I just don't think. There's a bunch coming out. There's also a brand. I have a sign right behind me called TX Whiskey that I represent. And that's another phenomenal Texas whiskey. So I've tried three different Texas whiskeys in some part of their portfolio or another. I've enjoyed this Yellow Rose Outlaw. I would keep this around every day.
Yeah, I think they need to, more people need to try them. So I'm not sure exactly how that's going to happen. I don't know. Maybe you can request your local store to bring some in by ordering some online if you can find a place. But
yeah,
it's definitely worth trying.
Okay.
I like it. It's better. Yeah. Let's put it this way. This is better than some of the other whiskeys that I will not name that come from another state that begins with K.
Kansas.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
Those Kansas whiskey makers got a lot to learn.
Yeah.
So this is a new wrinkle we've kind of added to our show because I don't know, we like it. We think it's fun. So here's what it is. You know what I'm talking, you know where I'm getting to?
Hell yeah, I know what you're getting at.
What?
Occasion.
There, gosh, you know.
I'm the one who started it, and then you just asked me if I knew what we were getting at. Yeah, I know where we're going.
Dude, sometimes you can be a fucking moron and can't remember what you had for breakfast, much less what we did for whiskey night a couple weeks ago.
I can remember when I'm drinking whiskey.
Okay. I think your memory does get better when you drink whiskey.
It does. Right.
That is. I'm gonna write a little note. Up here,
Rand,
it gets better with whiskey.
It does. As most things that I do, I perform better after I've had whiskey.
This is a revelation. I did not know this.
Yeah. And well, you should have known it.
I should have.
So occasion. Yeah. All right. Since it's my idea and I created it.
Yeah.
Why don't you go ahead and start off?
Oh,
your occasion.
Okay. Here's what I'm going to get. Here's what I'm getting you. It's a fall football game.
What? Fall like from your class game. While you're sitting in the stands?
Absolutely. Fall football game. I could drink this. Cool.
So basically, you're drinking this from a flask at a football game where they're not allowing anybody in attendance, but you snuck in sitting up in the like nosebleed seats by yourself, drinking it out of a flask.
Okay, first of all, why do I have to be by myself?
Because of COVID, man. Nobody's allowed in anywhere.
Listen, you can still go to high school games and stuff. I'm not saying it has to be professional. It doesn't have to be. Where
you're living, but can't hear.
Really?
Really? Family only.
Huh.
Yeah. Do you want to hear stupid rules? All right. I mean, I know we got the whole COVID thing going on. I get it, right? But so they just started the football back up where I'm at. For varsity football or varsity football, both parents are allowed to attend the game. But for junior varsity football, only one parent's allowed to attend the game. Because, I mean, let's be honest here. That makes sense. You know, COVID's kind of like, hey, man, I don't think we really want to show up for a JV. Like, what's the point? We're better than that. Right? You know what I mean? COVID's like, man, it's JV, man. Do we really want to go? Right? I mean, nobody wants to go. Parents don't want to go. COVID doesn't even want to show up. They're like, hey, we're going to wait till we get the varsity. There's going to be more people there. We got a better chance. What the hell is that? Hey, you know what, though? At least we're following the science. Because, I mean, that's like scientific. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, that's one of the oddest ones I've heard yet, actually, for the COVID thing. But okay, I'm just saying it doesn't have to be this year. I mean, so next year when if I can go to a football game and we take our road trip to go to Lambeau Field, yeah, I'm going to sneak in a flask of this.
Okay, here's the thing. If I'm going to drink bourbon, right, which is like the all-American drink, and I'm on a damn football game, which is like the all-American game.
Uh-huh.
I sure as hell will not, like, I will not do that if I'm under any kind of regulations. I need to be freedom for all. I'm sitting there in the stands. I've got people all around me coughing on me, spit flying on me, and I'm just drinking my bourbon.
Yep.
Yeah, then I'm all on board with that.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I'm not saying in our...
Yeah.
A COVID restricted world. I'm talking about when we are free to do as we did before.
Right. Because right now, I think it would just be disgraceful to bourbon and to Texas to sit in stands by myself and drink this.
Well, you know what? It might be nice for the Texans to get a win at Lambeau Field if I have the whiskey. Oh,
I'm going to douse myself in that whiskey as soon as all this crap is over. I'm going to take a whole bottle of it and just pour it all over me and run around.
Oh, but I did want to give a midterm like little update. Okay, so Cranky and Rant, we went to our what do you call that, wearables guy. So soon we will have wearable prototypes coming up: hats, zip ups, hoodies, T-shirts. They're gonna be badass. What they're gonna be. Anyway, we like to keep you informed on what's gonna happen. We will have some stuff up on our site. What are we hoping? You know, mid-November probably for.
Yeah, I'm guessing sometime mid-November for sure. Once we get that up, we'll make an announcement. Probably give some giveaways. Let's figure out what we're doing on that. But yeah, absolutely.
Only reason I brought it up is because I picture myself at a football game with a whiskey night hoodie and beanie cap on. And
oh, God, that sounds so awesome.
It does. It sounds revelatory. But anyway,
do I get to get my occasion?
Yeah, dude. What a dick. Such a dick.
Man. And I'm just saying, you just went off. You're just going off.
No, what a total asshole.
To you.
Okay, what's your occasion? I want to hear.
I don't even know now at this point.
Oh, geez, man. I fucked that all up.
You did. Yeah. It's all right. It's fine. It's fine. Totally fine. Okay. My location doesn't matter.
Deep breath.
That's a great question.
I'd have to think. Actually, you know what? I'm lying. I have to think about this a little bit.
No, no, you think away. I like it. I like that you had to take another drink to maybe,
yeah.
To maybe like, hey, I need another drink just to make sure the occasion is correct. Not, there's nothing wrong with taking your time because you know what? You know what I have?
What?
I have an edit tool.
Well, that's a good tool to have.
So if we pause for 8 minutes, no one would know.
I wish I had an edit tool in real life. Every time I say something stupid to my wife, I wish I could just pause it, go back later on and edit it out.
I know. I wish I could be your edit tool sometime.
Oh, my God. You cannot imagine the number of times I say something that's really stupid. At the time, I think it sounds great, and it's not. It was a bad idea. And she gets so pissed. I'm just like, oh, my God. I've literally sometimes just wanted to blurt out, oh, edit that out.
Yeah.
Edit it out. And you can't.
So, well, which leads me to another thing. So you can go to our websites, rant@bwbwhiskey.com, cranky@bwbwhiskey.com. We take comments too. All you guys out there, we love our wives and we live with them and we've committed to them. But sometimes, you know, if you can hit the edit button, drop us a line. We want to hear. We know.
Anybody who's been married more than 5 years, 3 years, doesn't wish they had an edit button is a damn liar.
Yeah, damn liar. So aren't you guys getting close to 30 years? 30, it's got to be close.
I don't even know, man. I stopped counting after like a quarter of a century. Not sure.
Yeah, we're at like 22. So yeah, you newlyweds, which we call like under 5 years and under, you're still in that phase. It's fine. Nothing wrong with it. But that was a long time ago for us, guys.
You know.
Yeah.
For occasion on this.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I don't know why I'm struggling so bad on this one.
I don't usually just blurt it the fuck out.
Yeah, it's like, hey, I don't know. I don't know what my occasion would be on this. I think it would be, this to me is a good, this would be like a good poker night bourbon.
Oh yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
I know some of my other bourbons have been that we've talked about, but this definitely is. It's just a really like it's a really good tasting bourbon that it just comes across as it's just a strong. No offense to ladies out here, but no, I'm not even going to say that. It's a damn strong manly drink. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. You don't. So,
no, you feel like a man drinking this. I mean, this is a man's bourbon. It tastes damn good. It's strong, powerful, full bodied. Like I want to smoke a cigar and play poker right now.
You know, that was in my thought process for occasion, but I don't think I even have enough friends to round out a poker table. So I threw that out.
No, but you can play solitaire.
Power solitaire by myself. But yeah, I totally get it. Yeah, I think for those of you that smoke cigars, this actually would be a great, great cigar whiskey. I mean, I've had a few cigars in my life, but I think it would really complement your whiskey, your cigar.
This whiskey to me is you're hanging out with your other fellow buddies. You know, and you want to share. You're just, you know, it's guys' night. Guys, you're all getting together. You're going to play some poker. You're hanging out together with the fellas. This would be the bourbon. This would be the drink I would bring actually. More than even some of my, you know, all-time favorite whiskeys. That's not what I want that occasion for.
Yeah.
We're going to sit around. We're bullshitting, you know, just being obnoxious and rowdy a little bit. This is a perfect whiskey for that, man. It fits it perfectly.
And I can't agree more. Because that night is about you hanging out with buddies with a good whiskey that you all like. And it's not about the whiskey. Like if you're busting out your $200, $300, $400, $500 whiskey, you want those motherfuckers to stand at attention and say, God darn it, this is good.
Yeah.
This is
good whiskey, wrong man. It, but
where you're going to bust out a bottle of this and be like, yeah, let's have some great whiskey.
Right.
Bullshit, smoke some cigars, play cards.
Yeah.
And everybody's going to like it.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be a topic of conversation. Why? Because it's good enough to everybody says, that's not bad. And they're going to say, this isn't the best whiskey I've ever had, but it's fantastic for what we're doing.
Hey, you know what? For a lot of people, this very well could be the best whiskey they've ever had. I don't mean that in a bad way. This is a damn good whiskey.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
I have no idea what the price point is on this. Do you?
You know what? God, I felt like such an asshole. I was going to look it up. Okay. So that everybody knows, I bought bottles for us both. And so I gave Rant his bottle.
You bought this bottle for me?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought you just had it.
Well, I can buy from the company.
Okay. Well, how much is it? Damn it.
Well, I don't know, because what I buy from the company is not what you buy retail. I'm going to say it's probably under $50.
Yeah. All right. That's about right.
I'm probably going to say, you know, probably low 40s, $42 to $45 is okay, what I think.
What's a bottle of Jack Daniels cost these days?
You know, probably mid 20s.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, this is definitely worth twice that then.
You know, $15 more, I definitely buy this. But you got to realize, I'm not about, I'm more about evolving my taste profile and trying new stuff than I am sticking with the stuff that's out there all the time. Not that that stuff's bad. We've talked about this many, many times, probably almost every podcast. We are about exploring versus staying somewhere static. And there's nothing wrong with that. You like Jack Daniels, drink that shit every day. But when you got enough money and a little inkling to try something different, try a Yellow Rose Outlaw.
It's superior. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So I would drink less if I could have this more, you know what I mean? So like, if I can have a bottle of Jack Daniels a week, if I could have a bottle of Yellow Rose Outlaw every other week, I would choose that.
Oh, okay.
Personally, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm not buying Jack Daniels, man. That stuff's crap. This is good. Okay?
I know, but I'm trying to put it in like some sort of perspective.
Put it however you want, but it's still crap. I mean, it's nobody wants to sit around and just drink Jack Daniels. You're going to like, hey, they're like, give me some Coke.
Okay, so I was bagging on Bud Light the other week, and you're like, I don't have a problem with that. But you're bagging on Jack Daniels, which is fine. I don't give a shit. It's the number one selling whiskey in the world.
Great.
But that doesn't make it good.
All I'm saying right now is, if you're from Texas, you live in Texas, and you don't have some Texas whiskey at your house, something's wrong with you.
Yeah, you're not a Texan.
Yeah, this is a damn good product.
I'm from Colorado, and I just gained a whole bunch more respect for Texas. Drinking this whiskey.
I don't know. I like it. It's good. No.
It is. It is very good. Here's my favorite.
Hey, you know what though? In all seriousness, we got to rate this, man. We got to give it a number.
It's already rating time. It is rating time.
Yeah, it is rating time, man.
No. Sorry. One other thing.
Okay.
We played this psychiatrist game or psychological game a couple weeks ago. Where you're like word association. So just one word, we get a pick that we associate with this whiskey. Go.
Bold.
Bold. Nice. Mine is char. Bold and char. So these are like instant reactions that we have when we drink this whiskey. I get char, and this is not, and he says bold. Neither of these are bad in our books at all, right?
Not at all. No, man, this is a great whiskey. It's great whiskey. I like it a lot. How would I put this? It's not, well, I've already said, I mean, it's not overly complex, but I'm not necessarily expecting that when I get a bourbon. I want something that is smooth, tastes good, and strong. Like, you know, but not strong in an offensive way where it just tastes like you're, you know, burning your throat and guts when you're drinking it. You know, just massive alcohol, ethanol, you know, content. That's not what I want. I want, when I say bold and strong, it's just
robust.
Robust.
Flavored.
Yeah. And that has this in spades.
Yes. So. Yeah. So I'm ready to go into ratings. I'm good. I have my rant. You said you want me to go?
Yeah, sure.
Fuck yeah, I'll go.
Lay it on me.
This doesn't quite get to this realm, but I'm going to give it right on the cusp. I'm just between like 7.7 and 8. So I'm giving this a 7.9.
Okay. I was pretty locked in at 7.8.
7.8. So, yeah. Yeah. So obviously, Rant and I like, obviously, our taste profiles in bourbon are somewhat similar in what we like. We very rarely get totally out of whack. Not that that's right or wrong. It's just we have similar tastes. So, yeah, I didn't put it into eight because I don't quite think it's to the eight, to above eight. But I also think I gave a couple of whiskeys. Like I gave Jefferson Reserve a 7.7. I gave Crooked Water a 7.8. I gave Distiller Safe way too high. Whistle Pig, I gave a...
You don't even have a number. You just say way too high.
Yeah. So, okay. So this one's Burning Chair Bourbon. I gave a 7.3. I gave this a 7.8. And I was super impressed with this considering the stuff I read before. Like we said before, Rant never reads anything before. No. I try not to read like taste profiles and stuff, but I read ratings, just overall ratings, and just to get some background on the whiskey. So the fact that a whiskey aged under 1 year has this much body, has this much boldness, has this much flavor, probably increased my rating to a 7.9. I don't think it's in the eight, the compass boxes that we've tried, but I think it's definitely better than Burning Chair. I think it's definitely better than Jefferson's Reserve that we tried last week. And that's where I'm at, bro. 7.9, you're at 7.8. Why 7.8?
Why 7.8?
Yeah, why not?
I definitely wouldn't put it above an eight. I don't necessarily, I mean, an eight's getting into pretty much exceptional range.
Yes.
So, I couldn't put it at that. 7.8 though, and it's a little bit skewed. I guess I'm looking at it as bourbons. I find it to be a very, strong, full bodied, bold bourbon, which is smooth at the same time. So in my experience, a lot of the bourbons that I've tried that I would say are strong or, powerful, a lot of times they have negatives associated with that. In other words, they're strong, but they're almost offensively strong. There's so much like ethanol that's coming through on it that it's not an enjoyable, it's not very smooth, to drink. So, and with the ability to have it's a limited flavor profile, but the flavor profile that it does have is strong. Right. So it's strong what it's trying to hit on its flavor profile, yet it's smooth and not offensive to drink. And it has, it has a good finish. It has a great color to it. Presentation I really like. So when I take all of those things put together, that's why I'm at a 7.8. I'm not sure where my 7.8 is coming in. Maybe you could refresh my memory on some of the other bourbons.
Sure.
That reviewed the numbers I've given to it. That's the whole thing. I don't even have any of that. Maybe our listeners don't like it, but I actually enjoy it when you give me the numbers I've given to products in the past. So
this is how our stuff goes. I'm the record keeper. I thoroughly enjoy it and I want to do it. I like to not give a whole lot of preconceived notions to Rant because, frankly, in the pantheon of our tasting, he has a better nose and probably a better palate than I do. He shows up, which is great. That's all I need him to do. And it's about fun and interaction. But me being in the business for so long, sometimes I just see names which have been associated with quality per se. And he hasn't. He just goes to the store and it's like, this looks good. Let's try this. Let's do this. And it's awesome. That's why I think, this team, Brothers with Beards podcast works maybe a little bit better than some, but who are we to judge? So I'm going to go back because you know how I love to go back.
Go back. Let's go on the archives. What do we got?
Okay. So we got, I just want to do bourbons because it's hard to compare to a rye or a scotch. We have the Burning Chair, which you remember the Burning Chair, exotic packaging.
Yeah. What number did I give it?
You gave it 7.6.
Okay. Yeah. This is better than Burning Chair.
Yep. I'm going to agree with you. Then we move into Rabbit Hole Cave Hill Bourbon, Kentucky Bourbon. You gave a 7.5.
Okay. Yep.
legit rating.
This is superior to Rabbit Hole's bourbon as well.
Yes, I gave it a better rating as well. We got Crooked Water, which was the stuff from Minnesota, which was super smoky, 7.5. Again, I think for your taste profile, you would prefer this.
Yep. Well, obviously, I give it a 7.5.
Yeah, so here's what the fun part is. Last week, we did Jefferson's Reserve Very Old.
Yep.
Which we paid $70+ for.
Yes.
You gave it a 7.6, and I gave it a 7.7. And if I had to taste these side by side, I would probably pick up the Yellow Rose. Probably would.
Yeah.
So this is our thing we've said all along. Price doesn't always mean better.
Nope.
Age doesn't always mean better. It just doesn't. So this, I can't even express how impressed I am at Yellow Rose. If Yellow Rose ever listens to this, kudos to you. You get this kind of flavor and even four flavors out of a bourbon aged less than a year. You're doing some badass stuff there. That's all I can say.
Yeah, that's actually pretty remarkable.
I want to try their rye and their straight American whiskey now.
Yeah. Well, and you know, actually going back, those are the last four bourbons that we've reviewed. And mm-hmm. I do not keep any kind of record of my past reviews, numbers associated with it. Actually, if I had to ask for those numbers again, I'd have to ask you what they just were, even though you just read them. That's the extent of my memory. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, it's just reinforces that, but you know, what we just tasted and by me giving it a 7.8 compared to the other, bourbons that we've tried recently, this is superior to all of those.
Yeah.
So price wise. Yeah. I actually don't even know what this costs. Like you said, it's probably what, $50 a bottle or
under 50.
Phenomenal. Yeah. Phenomenal. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I would definitely take it over the Jefferson's Very Old. And I like that. I don't think it was bad, but I do like it more.
This is not meant to bag on things we've reviewed as lower. We still like those. And we gave the reasons why we gave those ratings, which is awesome. I love having this book. I have this whiskey journal that I write everything down in because that's just me. I'm more anal retentive than Rant is. And that's cool. He just shows up and tosses about his nose and his palate, and that's fine. But you know what? Here's what I want to add this week, because I like adding things. So of the three, like taste profile things, nose, palate, finish, which was your favorite?
I'd say the nose.
You know what, people, if I could take a picture of what I wrote down here in capital letters and a star by it, you know what it says?
It's going to be a nose.
Yeah.
Well,
the nose. Yeah. Nose is ridiculous.
Yeah. So it has a, I mean, if I was rating it off nose alone, it'd probably be
8.5, 9.
I'd give it probably upper eight. I mean, it has a really, really good nose on it. Really good.
Fantastic nose. Yeah. So, yeah, I think that's fun just to see, you know, like, some things smell like ass, and you're just like, oh, I don't know. When we were in Vail, 5 weeks ago.
Oh, my God. What was that whiskey you had? The nose was so offensive. I literally couldn't try it. It's probably the only whiskey up to this point in my life.
I literally bring myself couldn't put it in his mouth.
Yeah, what was that?
What the fuck was that?
Oh, my God.
I don't want to talk bad about it because I actually like the whiskey.
I don't care. I'll talk bad about it. Just tell me what the name was.
Abba Solo.
Okay. It was offensive. Like that.
The nose was not the best. He couldn't even try it. He couldn't even – nothing. He couldn't get past that. He had to pour his part out. I actually enjoy Abba Solo.
Ugh.
But it doesn't always equate. But that's what's fun about it, right?
Bat. What?
So I'm going to just go back a week when we just started this. So our favorite part of Jefferson's Reserve was the – can you remember?
Nope.
That's great. Finish. The finish was ever so long, vanilla, butterscotch. It was It was wondrous. So I think that's the best part, because sometimes your ratings get it depends on how you're feeling.
Yeah, I just think again, nose is very important, and it is for a lot of people. It's why we have deodorant, perfume, and cologne. It's so you don't stink when you go up to meet somebody new.
Yep.
It's just like that's the very first, impression that they get. Well, that and visual, right? It's why we try to sometimes shower and wear nice clothes, or, at least something that's not terrible. Gross, you just crawled out from some cardboard behind a dumpster. So, yeah, those things are important.
You know what? One of these days, everybody, I am going to do a Instagram post of my copious notes that I take during our tastings, which, by the way, I absolutely love doing. It's probably one of the highlights of my night, because I love referencing back and I love reminding Rant of, when he was stupid and rated something really asinine.
I actually haven't, I can't think of a single review that I've given something that I'm just like, wow, that was completely off base.
You're no fun.
Well, have I? Call me out.
Oh, you haven't.
Okay.
You're ruining it for me.
Well, but no, you know what? Don't make false allegations.
It wasn't false. I said I'm just waiting for the day.
Oh, okay, that's fair.
Yeah,
I'm waiting a long time, my friend.
This is true. What I wanted to say is the difference between the taste profile between neat and an ice cube for me was very, very little.
I would agree with that. Yeah, that's why I could never put this above an 8.
Mm-hmm.
It's just there's not. It's limited in what it's bringing to the table, but what it brings to the table, it does a very good job of doing, if that makes sense. And I can appreciate that. It's like, you know what? You're only going to focus on a couple of elements, but you're going to do really, really good at those couple elements that you're bringing to the table. And that's fine.
That's what I was going to bring up next. Like, hey, they put on their site, this is what we're shooting for. I'm like, you know what? If you're in the Olympics and you're in archery, you want to hit the bullseye, they did. They just did. That's what they're trying to go for. That's the whiskey they made.
Yeah. I was going to say, if you're a, pass rushing specialist, they just bring you in on, third downs, third and long. Yeah. But if you want to go with archery in the Olympics, that's cool.
No, I'm not feeling it from you.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Archery. Yeah.
Oh, listen. Have you ever done it?
Have I ever shot a bow?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Bet you suck balls at it.
Well, I'm all right. I'm better with a gun.
Yeah, so I'd like you to not make fun of my Olympic reference, dickhead.
I'm just saying, dude, go ahead, take a bow. I'll take my rifle. We'll see how we do. Okay.
Okay. So here's what I just figured out. So they have this little leather strap that goes around the neck of the bottle that I sent you.
Mm-hmm.
It actually pops off. It's like a snap thing.
Okay.
I don't know what it's for or anything. But underneath it, it said, "Inspired to be a legend." I like that.
Great.
Shut the mean? Fuck up, man. I don't know. God damn it. I can't tell you anything anymore. You know what? I'm going to take this little leather thing. I'm going to wrap it around my middle finger.
And I'm going to send it to you.
I'm going to wrap around my middle finger and send it to you. Fucking guys.
Please do.
Okay, I will. Because now I'm pissed.
Uh-oh.
Oh, here's what I wanted. I'm like, listen, are you bringing anything to the table this week?
You're such an idiot, dude. Like, you really are. You're like a borderline. You're like a borderline autistic idiot. It's like your autistic specialty is being dumb.
All right, fine. Do you have any good stories you want to tell me about? This week has sucked, by the way.
Do I have good stories to share?
What?
No, I don't have any good stories to share.
You suck at stories, man.
I don't know, man. You want me to just go off on stories?
No, I would like you to have some relevant fucking story for a podcast every now and then. It's like you say you've been all over the world and done all these things, and then it comes to stories. You suck.
I don't know. What do you want to know? I've got all sorts of stories, but I'm like, what?
I asked you about Texas stories. You have none. Okay, so this week we tried Yellow Rose Outlaw Bourbon. Rant rating 7.8, cranky 7.9. We were thoroughly impressed. Please check into our Instagram page, right?
We can do that is to get more feedback from our listeners. So
No feedback. We have no direction. We want a direction, and we want to answer questions. We want to address some of these things. We want to talk to you people. We do.
Yeah, we do. So, yeah, hit us up.
Hit us up.
This has been a Brothers with Beards production. Follow us on Instagram at BWB Whiskey Night. Email us with questions and or comments at cranky@bwbwhiskey.com or rant@bwbwhiskey.com. And remember to never drink and drive.